Next one. Describe things one must be careful and specific about when comparing correlations. Two things. First of all, you have to remember the difference between asking if a correlation is different from zero and asking if a correlation is different from another correlation. And also asking if that correlation is different from zero. And there's two times that this shows up. One is when we're comparing correlated correlations. If we want to know which is the better predictor, motivation or practice, we can make that comparison using a Steiger Z-test. But before we do that comparison, we should be sure to ask if the prediction based on motivation is different from zero, and if the prediction based on practice is different than zero. So make sure that you test each of the correlations before you compare them. The same thing shows up in comparing correlations across populations with Fisher's Z-test. Before we ask if the correlation is different for teenagers and adults, we need to ask if it's significant or not for teenagers and whether it's significant or not for adults. Because it's possible that one is not different from zero, the other is different from zero, and they're not different from each other. They are separate questions and we have to ask them separately. The second thing you have to pay attention to is whether you're asking a question about correlation that includes the sign of the correlations being compared, or if you're asking a question about strength of relationship or model fit, which does not include the sign of the correlation. You got to decide. And what that boils down to is whether sign change is meaningful. If one criterion, you're comparing a predictor for two different criteria. One of those is number correct, the other is percent error. Well, those two things are negatively correlated because of how they're measured. So the correlations ought to be opposite signs, and to ask if those correlations are different, including the sign, is pretty much cheating. Okay? If the sign is forced by the measurement process, you really ought to be comparing fit. Also, sometimes you really don't care about the direction, you only care about the fit. So make sure that you are making the correct decision and you're properly choosing between comparing correlations that include sign and comparing fit or strength of relationship that don't include sign.